What up? Okay, so morning talking bad. So I was talking to Dino and I was like, okay, so my daughter is about to take the driving test in about a week or so. And this is her second time. And
didn't we talk about something more interesting than that?
I just was wondering, everybody, maybe y'all could respond in the comments. If you can't read, can't you still take the driving test? Like, the written part. Like, does somebody read it to you? But then it's called the written part, right? So, tell me out there, do you have to know how to read to know how to drive?
Wow, does this thing have comments or something?
Yeah, on the actual thing. Mm. Okay. Yeah, you can always hit us up.
Five listeners.
Hi, people in India, in Egypt, in Brazil loves you.
No, it's more like, hi, cousin.
Germany.
Hi,
they don't listen. Our family doesn't listen to us. It's people who don't know us that support us, I think.
Really?
I don't know. Anyways, what do y'all think? Do you need to know how to read?
Since you turned that thing on, why don't you talk about something that's really important?
Okay, one last thing. That's what those yield and stop signs and all them funny colored things is about. It's for people who cannot read and for people who come from other countries.
How about this?
Okay.
Fuck you niggas.
What?
Well.
Where did that come
isn't
from?
Isn't that what needs to happen for people to get successful nowadays?
Oh, disrespect.
They
gotta
get on TV and say, fuck you, you ain't shit, motherfucker. I don't like none of you motherfuckers.
Oh, low vibration. I don't think we're supposed to cuss on this thing. Bleep, bleep.
Are you sure?
We've done it before, so.
Well, then why are you doing
But yeah,
you
we ain't supposed to. Well, now we know. Hey.
So what do they do if we curse?
They ain't got nothing yet. Low vibration is what he's talking about. He's saying shock value agendas. You know what I mean? Like, that's what
happened to talent?
Right. It's not just talent. It's got to be a catch because there's so many people in the social media.
Not only do you have to have talent, but you have to have
money. You need money.
Ugh.
Resource, anyway.
That don't even, no, you got to put your butt in that air now, right?
Wave
your penis around.
You got to twerk it.
And wear sweatpants if you're a dude, right?
And fake lashes and fake hair.
And fake jewelry.
Yeah, you can't just be yourself. You got to be fakey fake.
I want to say F. Can I say F?
Yes.
F the kid who got on and looked at me and said, he looks bad. I swear to God, I can't stand you people.
He's talking about some commenter butthead who was on YouTube. Dino had Volume 10 had an interview with Soren Baker. You guys check it out on YouTube. And this one cat in the comments said something about Volume 10's dreadlocks or something. Or overall appearance. He said, you looking bad, man.
So, F you.
Are you listening, person?
So here's the thing, man. It's a cultural thing. I get it. It's upsetting, but you know, again, I get it. The other day, I went to a restaurant, and they had a buzzer on the door, doorbell.
Yes.
And so I'm sorry, y'all know I'm 420 now, man. Y'all need to, you know, understand your boy. So basically, they wouldn't let me in. I rang the doorbell and they looked at me like I was stupid. And I realized that there was a homeless area. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Vegas, so, Las Vegas, yeah.
You know, they didn't let me in, and I needed to pee real bad, so I just kind of realized what was up and walked away, right? Went around the corner, and I pissed on the building around the corner.
It was right near the strip. It was right off the strip. It was Las Vegas Boulevard.
So my point is, you know, I think it's a cultural thing. It seems to me that black folk understand dreads, they understand mountain man dreads, which is just letting them grow wild and letting them do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was in Leimert, you know, nobody would think twice mm-hmm. about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I guess because I was, you know, on...
Near the strip.
Interview. Well, yeah, I mean...
Oh, the interview.
The interview when the kid said
that's
that.
That's just because they've never seen you like that before. They've only seen you with the wavy hair or the short hair. So the dreadlocks kind of threw people off. That person. Nobody else said anything.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's not the only one. I mean, like I'm saying, there was the person that made the comment, then there was... The doorbell, well, they wouldn't let me into the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, the dreadlocks, yeah.
And, you know, my kids are telling me, hey, Dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but people, you told me, I don't know if you, well, did you not tell me people think I'm on drugs?
I think somebody mentioned or something weird.
I don't know. I don't want to say it's F y'all.
You don't seem nowhere near like you're on no drugs. You have good high energy.
So I want to say that, you know, stereotypes are bad, man. Your concept of what is, you know, beautiful. Let me say this. I saw a picture of a white man who came to America, and it's a famous picture. I think a lot of people have seen it on Facebook, social media, on Instagram. It's a white man, I believe he's sitting on a chair in front of a wall that is full of American Indians. And with their heads cut off.
Wow.
It was probably, I don't know, 50 heads on the wall. And when I looked at them, I recognized the contrast of the two people. The white man was very clean cut. He was very well dressed. This is back mm-hmm. in the... and, you know, his shoes were clean. He looked immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I looked over at the wall of these dead, people, these heads that he had on the wall, they all had dreads. Almost all of them had, you know, natural, what I would call mountain man dreads, where they just didn't comb their hair and they let their hair just grow out naturally. Mm-hmm. And it looked, their hair basically looked like how my hair looks, or how what you would say a homeless person hair looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I my first impression was, you know, well, I see why they call us savages, you know what I mean, by the way that we looked. Mm-hmm. In contrast to how he looked. Mm-hmm. Right. And but at later on, not too long ago, and seeing the picture again, because I've seen the picture several times on Facebook or social or Instagram. You guys have seen it, the picture, you know, mm-hmm. the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So in thinking about it, I realized that I pondered and considered the fact, you know, we talk about woke and not woke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you would assume that the white folk, man, the white dude was woke, right? And all these people on this wall that he killed were not woke. And, you know, I pondered upon myself when I said, well, Tim, do you know, you woke. I'm sitting here looking in the mirror, knowing I'm woke, thinking, look at my hair. It looks like homeless man hair, right?
In this society.
Right. And considering the fact that just because those so-called savages that were on the wall, just because he said they were savages just because they appeared to be savages to him. Mm-hmm. Appeared probably in my first mind to be non-woke individuals. Mm. I came to the conclusion that who am I to put that on those individuals? Who am I
to label them
them savages or even like non-woke people?
Mm-hmm.
I thought to myself, you know what? Perhaps they were woke. Perhaps they didn't want to comb their hair. They didn't want to wear a suit. They didn't want to be shiny. They didn't want to worry about money. They didn't want to be the trappings of a society. They didn't want that.
Right.
And it didn't mean that they was sleep. And didn't mean that they were savages or uncultured or none of that, because I looked at their hair, which looked wild, but some of them, it seemed like they had jewelry in their ears and they had nose. Like there was signs that showed me that they did have a culture. They just weren't running around here.
Of course.
Nothing.
Right.
Right. You know
that's correct. And that's not even the true history of them anyway. Like when people go into Christopher Columbus diaries or whatever diaries, initially they try to push that savage thing, and then when they observe them and saw how they were, and then when the Puritans so-called came, they were starving. You know, all those people that came from England, the native and the African were the ones that helped feed them, you know, taught them how to farm, things like that. That's why they kidnapped Africans in the first place. They were starving and they didn't know how to farm the land. So they found the tribes of people who they learned were agricultural kings, which were the West Africans. So they kidnapped the West Africans and then brought them over to America to farm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What is my point?
Your point is, don't go judging people by appearance.
You're right.
Don't judge people by appearance. But that's not, I mean, that's what 75% of how society is going to see you is your appearance.
Which is really whack. you know, I don't want to... Let me just see what I want to say. I mean, I feel like it's irritating to feel as if I have to conform to how the world wants to view me in order to love my music, listen to my music, or, patronize my music. Or patronize me as an artist.
Because you're an artist. Just like, that's the same thing. Doja Cat shaved her head last week on Instagram Live. And some of her fans was bugging, like, how dare you cut your hair? What's wrong with you? And she's like, there's nothing wrong with me. I just didn't want to wear this like this anymore.
Right.
She has the right to do that.
It's nothing wrong with me. I just didn't feel like combing my hair.
During Corona.
Right.
I didn't
feel like going to the barbershop, mm-hmm. sitting in there, getting sick to get my hair cut. You know, I'm going to be honest. I mean, I've been sick about four times.
Multiple.
Mm-hmm. Every time, three times that I got sick, were people coming to my house. So I didn't want to go out and I didn't want to bring anybody in my house. And so I'm sorry, but my wife don't know how to fade.
I did. I just didn't.
She doesn't do good fades.
I messed up
so
once.
I just decided not to comb my hair. And, go to the barber. I've never really had dreads. You know, I have curly to thin hair.
He's got like Native American hair.
I guess
hair.
You would say. And so it doesn't dread well.
Yeah, it matted. It took a long minute for it to mat.
It had to mat. And I just had to like leave it alone. I didn't really know any other way to do it, you know, with the type of hair that I have.
That you did it right. It takes about 6 months to lock. That's and my
I
hair, too.
I have not had a hairdresser come and, like, make them neat and trim it down. Mm-hmm. But my point, F you, kid. The kid that complained. White folk need to understand about our hair, and y'all need to let it go.
A lot of white folks that get cultured wear dreadlocks, though. I knew some white rastas.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay.
Yeah, and so they did, when you understand
not
that.
Who I'm talking about.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're talking about standard. But that's Negroes, too. Niggas be judging hair,
yes,
too.
Yes.
It's more even than. Because no, I had a natural for years in the commercial world.
And, oh, babe, we get it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. White folk look at our hair. Black folk look at, you got to look at everything. You don't just look at a person's hair when you try to figure out who a person is if you're black. You know what I'm saying? You look at them from head to toe. You know, the hair is one thing.
The shoes.
But you got to look at the shoes.
You got,
you
got to
look at
crap
the hair. You got to look at if the clothes
is
clean.
Good?
Right. Smell is definitely, that's really it. That's really it. You want to know how you determine a citizen from a homeless person? Is really in the black community. It's really the smell. If they smell like soap, they ain't homeless, and it don't matter what they wear because we are to the point, and you know, a lot of people are. They're to the point where we want to wear whatever we want to wear. We want to dress down, we can dress down. If we don't want to comb our hair, we don't have to comb our hair.
Yes.
If we don't want to iron, we don't have to iron.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
But people will judge you based on that. And that's just the real of where we're at in society at this time. Just like women. Women want to be like, I can show my booty and my titties if I want to. You
Let's
know?
Not go there.
I'm just saying, because it's just really a compare contrast. But they don't want to be judged
really
like that.
There?
That's just a
Is
comparison.
Is that why you haven't showed your butt?
No.
I'm going to tell y'all something about my wife that nobody knows but me and a couple of dudes.
Oh, my God.
Her butt is so big.
Oh, my God. He's terrible. See how he transitions?
It's so fat, man.
It's
I swear.
Oh,
okay. So what else were we talking about now?
Did you know only... Did you know this part? Did you know only about 12 or 13 states approved that law that says you can't hire somebody because of their hair? Did you know that? Only 13 states. Like, some people think it's the whole country and that it's a federal approved thing. No. You can still not get a job if you have braids or if you have afro or so-called unkempt looking hair. They cannot hire you. And do you know California and Nevada are the two states that are not on that list?
That's terrible.
Yeah, so Nevada, that's going all the way back to what you were saying. In Las Vegas.
Okay, so Nevada
especially,
and
they're
California
not,
are...
I think California passed it.
They don't have any laws about
Nevada
hair.
Don't. They can not hire you if they don't like your hair. So my mother told me that because she lived here first. And she told me when I first applied
Which
for jobs.
Which is why I always said, ask you, don't be going
she
with
said,
your
that's
hair.
That's sad and terrible. You know.
Go put a wig
you
on.
You got to wear a wig out here to get a job or wear your hair straight, bone straight. Or you got to have like that mixedy looking hair. Mixed
Which
curly hair.
Brings me to why I'm so upset at this kid that looked
Full
at
circle.
Me. Mm-hmm. It, right, because I'm going to cut my dreads. So, I don't know if you guys know who Soren Baker is. He gave
awesome
me
journalist.
Interview not
Hip-hop
too long
journalist.
Ago. And I was talking to him, and I thought it would be cool to cut my hair on...
In the interview,
On an interview.
That'd be dope.
So, yeah, I got a new album. First of all, every time we do this, shout out the albums.
I do. I do.
Brain Damage. I mean, Hip Hopper.
Hello.
Pawn Shop. Brain Damage.
Psycho.
Akhenaten.
21 Tip. And now.
These are some of the albums that you can go look up on me. And now we have here Volume 10 is Dean Hawkins.
Yay.
Or how I would like to say Dean Hawkins. Just call it
I'm going to put some applause on this part.
I'm singing now. People are liking it. And unfortunately, I don't think people, for the most part, underground people get it, but the majority of us don't understand, first of all, a hardcore rapper with mountain dreads singing to them.
He's singing.
So I think now I have to get a little cleaner and you know what I mean? And get my look back together.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you wear a suit. You wearing a suit.
Yeah, I did. Well, I wore a jacket, a suit jacket.
And a tie.
You know, so it's good music. It's what I would like to call grown folk music.
Would you call it alternative rap?
It is. I would call it alternative rap.
I think it's dope.
And the first single is already out now. It's called Getaway Car.
And you can hear it on the previous podcast we came out with.
So, yeah. I mean...
Oh, it's on Spotify. Duh. And Apple and iTunes and all the social... You know, what's it called?
Platforms.
Thank you. All right, it is 6 in the morning, y'all, so yeah, we're about to...
I would like to go to sleep.
We got up at 4 in the morning, just vibing. We still on.
Not vibing, I'm having a terrible time sleeping.
I've been waking up at the same time.
Maybe that's the whole
reason. No, I wake up after you. How about that? Anyways.
Why I can't go to sleep.
Morning, fucking bad.
Whatever. Hey, we're naked.
Just jump off into a meditative mindset. Not to neglect any rhyme set, but to the post in your knob neck. I connect into your brain frame. Check, I'll sweat your neck. Don't you fret in any old time, I said it's best. Don't forget that I slap your back, self-defense, invest. Ignorance and belligerence can't stand incense. For instance, my stance to stand grand makes my fist pump hard, pull cars on land. List twist, but not for long, volume 10, my man. We develop a plan to stand, this song intense. Let alone this bitness, nothing but ridiculousness. Ritualize, improvise this for prudence, keep capturing this. No risk, Tommy Cole, watch 1965. Kiss.
Growling the pop, the 7-Eleven the snack, the coke in the pack.
You relax.
You're like a hashment, a spectacular embarrassment, a man of your imagination. I'll stop you no hesitation. My pimp hand is stronger than yours. 100 goes, it got soul, 100 po, and the rich. Not only the bitch, but the church girls too. Might slap you before my time through. I'm like no kung fu, but I'm size of my shoe. No curfew, I got sticks like a paraplegic. I'm anemic, so cool, but I'm and I'm always bent. Eyes on squint for Floyd and Flint. I can no longer be bent. Statements so lit for the harassment of bastard bacon. System morality and common sense has been forsaken. I'm thinking we doing too much. A collaboration and I give it a fuck. Round me up, ready to go. Say yo, motherfucker.
thoughts are moons of mindset. Muted since the Middle Ages, the enduring sons of kings and slaves surviving the middle passage. From the womb to the tomb, the bassinet to the casket. The antithesis to the long-drawn character depicting us as savages. From flashbacks to the future, fast track to the present. This dead West Coast representing whilst I dying resents the rap. That prophetic of poetic words meant with purpose of the boots. Standing dolby through the streets in my big black boots. This that call of the rowdy righteous written with Richard Wright's pen. The resolve of James Baldwin's more point than Iron Mike's heavy hand. This that rant of a neglected bed wiping sweat from a furrowed brow. The fervent prayer of a doting mother covering her wayward child. This that is just what they holler and content when I be spitting. I church there in the corner right now giggling in derision. Figured I keep it 100 while they keep it 50 face. Then I stay banging, they stay basic, slowly dying in your hatred.
Hi, I'm Koala Harris, and when I'm not bumping Snoop Dogg or smoking weed, I'm running for vice president. Isn't that wonderful? Check out your chompers, chums, and charge in at Colonel Sanders' chicken, corn, and coleslaw pulkaga. And with my hot sauce in my bag, I'm bound to win. Koala Harris.
2020.
2020. West Coast.
But still we right. I swear anybody who don't seem to care, beware a power touch can be got anywhere. Just cause justice evades the ruckus don't mean forever that pain erupts us. Time is the number one juror. Die Führer will catch hellfire, Libera. No worries, no flurries, no rest in my chest. The sound of a moon clip will suppress. There will be no more success. Demons, if you harm the head of my least little one, the sun will find you and melt your soul. Till done. Not from the head of my chinny chin chin does the harm ones begin to get in. But since sin within can implode the load, and you froze in time. Remember these cold
ones, but I stand as 10,000. I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. One, but I stand as 10,000. Balance is harder to reach when there's three rows. The middle one will lead to self-control. Balance is harder to reach when there's three rows. The middle one will lead to self-control. Balance is harder to reach when there's three rows. The middle one will lead to self-control. Balance is harder to reach when there's three rows. The middle one will lead to self-control. Balance is harder to reach when there's three rows. The middle one will lead to self-control.
With my pack of rat, all God, all devil, at
On the block, not knowing the deal that they were on the clock, pushing yayo and crack, special delivery by the CIA, who figured the reality of plans of genocide. If you were young and trying to find a way through, under 22 and views seem slim, you susceptible of dabbling with new stuff, shit gets rough, sniff and puff. But anyways, I was on my way to the store. Mama sent me on an errand, I think for pork chops and mac and cheese. It was the first of the month and we were pleased, cause food stamps came, we was eating food instead of just rice. It was real in the hood, everybody else felt the same damn way. In Rockwell Gardens, West Side Way,
deep holes in the streets, deep holes in our hearts. Love was hard to see, but strength was never far. Deep holes in the streets, deep holes in our hearts. Love was hard to see, but strength was never far.
We are corrupted by scientists who study us hard, who trying to control us hard as hell. That's why drugs and booze in church prevail. Concentration camp housing had us experimentized by when we ate, what would make us break, to even where we buy french fries. Folks was so hungry, they ate neighborhood cats. What would make you think we wouldn't get trapped? Like rats in a maze, we act so amazed. Reactions are recorded, let's find and destroy them.
Deep holes in the streets, deep holes in our hearts. Love is hard to see, but strength is never far. Deep holes in the streets, deep holes in our hearts. Love is hard to see, but strength is never far.
I still felt more love from my folks back then. Not much though, but we had such strength. We've been water pumped, but the battle's not done. We just need to know where to point the gun. Dirt was a thought we tried to run away from, but we have to see the fact our legacy is way strong. Ghetto is a new word brought to us by Germany. We not from no slum, no, and poverty is skin deep. Priorities are messed up and we have to fix that, but enforcement of fake lifestyles is the USA's death tactic.
Deep holes in the streets, deep holes in our hearts. Love is hard to see, but strength is never far. Deep holes in the streets, deep holes in our hearts. Love is hard to see, but strength is never far. Deep holes in the streets, deep holes in our hearts. Love is hard to see, but strength is never far.